reaction to Trump's retaliatory tariffs and keeping the history of International Harvester alive in Fort Wayne. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Well, on Wednesday, President Trump announced he's imposing retaliatory tariffs starting at 10% on all imports coming into the U.S., with more than 90 different countries facing much higher tariffs. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX, believes the move from President Trump will be a net positive.
Yeah, I think in the days ahead, we're going to see a lot of headlines driving the market, with some countries quickly coming to the table to negotiate down the tariffs, which will be seen as a positive, while others dig in their heels. I think the net will be a positive move.
And even though there are concerns that China could cut off the U.S. altogether as a trading partner, Suderman says there's far too much at stake for China to dig in their heels.
I'm more encouraged now that we will see China coming to the table sooner, because the 54% tariffs on them, their economy simply, they cannot stimulate their way out of that. That was a huge blow to them, for 54% tariffs on the $450 billion dollars worth of consumer goods that they want to sell to the United States. And so I think that'll force them to the table sooner than what we would otherwise see.
So what advice does Suderman have for farmers as a result of Trump's tariffs?
We're in a time of volatility and headlines driving prices. And it goes back to what I said about being defensive in our marketing, is we don't know what the next headline will be. So when we get opportunities, we need to take advantage of those opportunities. And that's likely to be the case for some months to come.
In addition to the retaliatory tariffs, Trump announced 25% tariffs across the board for all automobiles and auto parts made outside the U.S. So far, it's uncertain whether farm machinery is also included. I'm C.J. Miller.